Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Bonetsky, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Sorting Out the Contents of Our Nets.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Have you understood all this?" They answered, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. In this passage, Jesus gives us a vivid image of the final judgment, our big day of accountability. Those listening to Jesus would be nodding their heads in recognition, for this was part of their daily experience, and of course, definitely well known to his fishermen disciples. But for me, and I suspect for a good number of us, the image is rather remote, since our only acquaintance with a large fishing net may come from photos or movies. In my case, it brought back a childhood memory of an immense fishing net displayed in a seafood restaurant at the Jersey Shore, dangling with plastic starfish, crabs, and even an octopus. Jesus will do his divine sorting out of all of us, where our worthiness for entrance into the kingdom of heaven will be decided at the end of the age. How much better to leave the divine sorting of the fish of every kind to Jesus, and do our own personal sorting out now to prepare for that day. We can anticipate the angels and separate the evil from the righteous in us, pulling out the bad, the sinful, from our own interior nets, the hurts we harbor, the regrets we hold on to, the patterns of behavior which are not life-giving. As the author of a letter to the Hebrews tells us, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus."
Mm-hmm.